Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light. Save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light. Won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
Hallelujah. Ooh, we, another blessing. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. We are so glad that you have tuned in tonight. We thank God for his mercy and his grace. Thank him for what he's doing, what he's about to do. Even in these times, we are so blessed and we are honoring him for what he's doing with us and for us. We thank God for, amen, just another day that the Lord has kept us. Amen. Another time that he allow us to open our eyes and be able to recognize that he is God and God alone. We thank God for who he is during these times, and we want to encourage you that are saved and believe in Jesus Christ, that this is the time to let our light shine before men, amen, that they may see our good work and glorify the Father in heaven. Amen. So we know, amen, who we serve, and we know who's in charge. We know that nothing comes to God by surprise. He knows that these days were coming, and he has been getting us ready to be ready for these words, amen, for these days, amen. We have been told, a lie of the world, that we need to go deeper, amen. We need to know how to handle, how to weather every storm.
That's right.
We were told how to face our giants, amen. So when we are told that we are unchained, so we are blessed,
amen,
to be able to have the word of God that has been encouraging us and equipping us for such a time as this. Oh, my God, what an awesome place to be, where God has already equipped us and told us, warned us about the days that are going to come.
Mm-hmm.
And here they are now, so we should be standing strong, amen, and doing what God say to do.
Amen.
Amen. So we thank God tonight for his mercy and his grace. We pray for all those who are impacted by this epidemic that's going on. We thank God. Amen. We pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now for everyone who's impacted by this disease. Oh, God, we ask you right now to let your anointing, your healing virtue go through the land, through the world, God. And most of all, God, let your word and your power be manifested. Let your glory be revealed, that people would understand who is in charge.
That's right.
Oh, my God, let your word, let your saints stand up, God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, let your people of God stand up. Oh, God, not do things foolishly, but God, stand up.
Mm-hmm.
That let the world know that during this time, we all need a Savior. In times like these,
we need a Savior.
In times like these, we need a keeper. In times like these, we need a Savior. And that Savior is Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So we thank God for all that he's doing. We thank him that the church will rise up in these days. God, let us all rise up in
Lord.
The name of Jesus. Give
Hallelujah.
Us the power,
thank
the courage,
Lord,
Lord God, to rise up in
thank
these
Lord.
Days. Oh,
thank
God, that
Lord.
We would show,
thank
you
Lord.
Would show yourself strong
you,
among
Lord.
Us, oh God. And you
thank
would
you,
prove
Lord.
The doubters wrong. Oh, yeah,
yes, yes, so
hey, yes, sir,
Lord.
That we have won again.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Thank
hey, glory, glory to your name, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God,
thank
show
you,
yourself
Lord.
Strong, God,
yes,
in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus.
In the name
that
of Jesus.
Everybody in the
Hallelujah,
world would
Lord.
Know
thank you,
that
Lord
you
Jesus.
Are the truth.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
And the living
bless
God.
Your name,
that your
God.
People would stand
Hallelujah,
up.
Lord,
oh, God, it won't bow to
Hallelujah,
nothing
Lord.
But your word, God.
Yes,
we thank
God.
You.
Thank
that
you,
your
Lord.
Word is true, God.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you, Lord God, that you said that if we abide under the shadow of the Almighty, Oh, God, we shall abide forever. Oh, God, and no thing would come near our dwelling. God, we
thank you. Thank
we
you, Lord.
Take you at your word. We believe your word is
yes,
true.
Lord.
We
yes,
stand
Lord.
On it, God,
yes,
that
Lord.
No weapon formed against us
shall
be able to prosper. Oh,
yes,
God, you didn't say it wasn't going to be formed, God, but you say it will not prosper.
Yes,
so,
Lord.
God, we thank you for the weapon that is formed, but we thank you even more.
Thank
Hallelujah,
you, Lord.
That it shall not prosper.
Hallelujah.
So,
thank
God,
you,
we thank you. We pray that
thank
everybody
you,
who... Oh, God, who's believing you, that, that their faith will be strengthened.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my
yes,
God,
Lord.
Their faith will be increased, God.
Thank
in
you,
the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. During these times, God,
thank you, Lord.
Our faith will be increased.
Yes, Lord.
That we believe
yes,
you like we never believed you before.
Yes,
oh, God,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah,
oh, God,
Lord.
Your people all over the land, God,
yes,
those who are
Lord.
Weak in faith, encourage
yes,
them today.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Move, Lord,
oh, God, let your power
Lord,
move.
Earth, Lord,
breathe
God.
Upon
Hallelujah.
This whole world, God.
Yes, God.
Oh,
thank
God,
you,
in
Lord.
Italy, in France,
thank
in Germany,
yes,
in the Bahamas,
yes,
and,
yes,
in England,
yes.
London, in Canada,
States,
everywhere, all over this
God,
world, God,
yes,
all over to these United States,
thank
God.
You, Lord,
let your
Jesus.
Anointing rule.
Yes,
oh, God,
thank
breathe
you.
On this land, God.
Yes,
we
God.
Pray, oh, God, that
thank
we have
Lord,
repented
Jesus.
And we
yes,
turned
Lord.
From our wicked ways, God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
you
yes.
said, my people who are called by my mm-hmm. name will humble themselves and pray. Turn from their wicked ways. You said, God, you will heal our land. So, God,
thank
we
you,
pray
Lord.
For a revival, God.
Yes,
we pray.
Lord.
God, for a prayer meeting,
yes.
oh, God, that people are praying all over the land,
thank
that
you,
your
Lord.
Prayer, that they are praying to you, and they're turning from their wicked ways. Oh, God, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that
thank
it
you,
is
Lord.
Done
thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank
and
you,
we
Lord.
Pray, God, that this broadcast will
thank
be a
you,
blessing
Lord.
To those who
thank
are listening,
you,
even if they're listening at a later date, oh, God. They'll be encouraged and inspired, God. Oh, God, to hold on to your unchanging hand.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
God, because
yes,
this life is filled with swift transition.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
But one thing we know.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
you're
Lord.
The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes,
you change
thank
not.
You, Lord. Thank
God,
you,
as you already know.
Yes, Lord.
These days were coming.
Yes,
so
Lord.
You have prepared us, and we thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For you equipping us, God.
Thank you,
to
Lord.
Be ready. For
yes.
these days.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We bless you, we honor you.
Bless you, Lord.
In Jesus',
in
mighty,
Jesus
name.
Mighty name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless you, Lord.
And we want to, before we go to our speaker tonight, we thank God for these times. And I'm going to read Psalms 91, and we've probably been hearing it all this week, but the word of God will never get old. Amen. And it reads as follows, "He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Mm.
And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge," hallelujah,
you,
"my
Lord.
Fortress, my God.
Mm.
In Him will I trust."
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Thank
"Surely
you,
He shall deliver thee
mm-hmm.
from the snare of the fowler and from the northern pestilence. And He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler."
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
"Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night."
Mm. Mm.
Hallelujah. So many people are terrorized right now.
Mm.
"But we will not be afraid of the terror, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence and that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes in the noonday. 1,000 shall fall on thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thy eyes shall thou see and behold and see the reward of the wicked.
Right.
Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy inhabitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels
charge
over thee to
yes,
keep
Lord.
Thee in all thy ways.
Thank you, Lord.
They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou shalt dash their feet against the stone.
Yes,
thou shalt not thou shalt tread upon lion and adder, and the young lion and the dragon shall not trample under you. You shall trample under your feet, because He has set His love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he had known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
the
Lord.
Word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thanks be unto God.
Yes, Lord.
We have the word of God. If
Thank
we don't
you,
believe nothing else, let's
believe
the word of God.
The word.
Because God said heaven and earth would pass away before any part of his word would ever fail. So we thank God tonight. We greet you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You are tuned in to the Turn on the Light podcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God, we are so grateful for what God is about to do.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God, I think he's about to move in the world, and we will see his mighty power.
Yeah.
Amen. We are assistant pastors of Light of World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where our awesome leaders are Archbishop Ruth Smith, Bishop Kevin Jones, Pastor Zachary Osler, Elder Tina Quinn, and we thank God that we are the assistant pastors. We thank God that Light of the World, we are equipped.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, God has been giving us the word
that's readying
us for this day and this time.
Yes.
Oh, my God, he has been equipping us.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, he told us not to be aware of the distractions.
Mm-hmm.
He told us to go deeper. Oh, my God, he told
Lord.
Us that we can weather any storm. Oh,
yes.
My God.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. We can face and defeat any giant.
That come our
oh,
way.
My God, anything that comes our way. So we should be ready. Hallelujah. We are ready face these days and these times because God has sent his word. All we need is to get his word in our hearts and our minds. And I'm telling you, God will continue to bless us. We thank God tonight for everybody, amen, who is here. Light of the World, we are located in Stockbridge. The address is 5883 Highway 155 North. If you want to live stream, if you're not able to get out the house, live stream our service. You can go on the website, comeintothelight.org, and go to live stream, and you'll be able to enjoy the word of God and the worship that God's allowing us to do.
Yes.
Oh, my God, we are so grateful for what God is doing in our midst.
Yes.
Oh, my
Thank
God,
you, Lord.
That Bishop Kevin, I tell you, he is a preaching machine.
Yes, he is.
Oh, my God, I'm telling you, that man of God is preaching out of the depths of his soul and giving us what we need. He's not sugarcoating it. He's not sugarcoating it. He ain't giving us something we want to hear, but he's giving us something we need to hear and need to adhere to. I thank God for him. I was telling somebody, I think Minister Jones, I said, I think Lamborghini got a whole lot of gears. And when you think Bishop Kevin is at the end of his gears,
he crank up
and go to another gear. That man, he's a preaching machine. I thank God that he sent him our way.
Amen.
And I bless his life. I thank God for him, that God will continue to use him because it's a blessing to the church, to the household of faith. God has been moving in our midst. Amen. We thank God for everything that he's doing with us and for us. God is so faithful. He is awesome. And so tonight we know that this is the third Saturday night, and Pastor Thayer is scheduled to preach. So we're going to ask him to press 1 on his phone so we can bring him live. Pastor Thayer, press 1 on your phone to bring you live. And we know that God is faithful. Amen. God is good. And I'm going to let my wife say something to you.
Oh, praise God, praise God. I want us to just think about what Pastor Butterfield was just saying, that God is truly good, and we've been really focusing in on God and his goodness. And the Lord has given us some time, because there is a lot of people who don't have to go to work. Some folks that are able to work at home and all of that, and even us, for our schedule at the center, we don't have to go and be there like we was. So that gives us a little bit more time to really talk to God and allow the Lord to talk to us, and that is what we, as a people, that's what we need to do. We need to be focusing in on God, listening to God, and know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above anything that we could even ask or think about. And we want to encourage those of you that are on tonight, anyone that is on right now that would like to, and we would like for you to please, you have a scripture reference that you want to share tonight to help the listeners, or you have a prayer, or you have a word of about 2 minutes that you want to share with the people on tonight, we want you to press 1 on your phone at this time. We will bring you live on the air to share with the people on tonight. If you just have a scripture that you want to read in the ears of the people, you can do that as well. God is really good, and he continues to bless us. And even though we may be feeling, I have been seeing some texts Facebook messages, and on your Facebook you can put what your feelings are, and some people are saying, I feel a little weird, I feel a little tired, I feel a little drained, or whatever, but I'm suggesting that God has us right where he wants us to be. And so, therefore, when we start feeling these ways, it's time to turn to the Word and get into the Word of God. And so the scripture that Pastor Butterfield read is the same scripture that I was going to make sure that we share tonight, and that was Psalms 91, and he has read that scripture to us. But I want us to please do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, because God has us in his hand, and he's not going to let go, because you know that the Lord said that he will never leave us, he will never forsake us. And let me tell you, that same God that we've been talking about, saying he will never leave us and never forsake us, the same God is still in control of you and I. So we got to make sure that we do understand that. And I want to encourage us to not so much listen to the people, but listen to God, and you make a decision as to what move you would make, whether you going out or you staying in. Wherever you are going, you pray about it. You got to go to the store. Pray about it and go. You know, do what you need to do. If the Lord said, don't go to no store, don't go to the store today, then stay at home. Don't go out. But we need to listen to God and what God is saying to us. And each one of us have a different situation in our life. So we have to listen to God, for God to tell us what it is that we need to do. And so, but I'm encouraging you because of the fact that God said that we should not be in fear. And so, therefore, he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So therefore, if we're not thinking along those lines, then we need to go to the Word and read the Word, and we need to pray some more. Amen. And God will help us to get through this time. And you know, everything that happens in this world and in our lives, it's just for a season. It's for a season of time. And then at the end of that season, that's over, and now you are going into something else. So I want to encourage each of us tonight that we just stay focused on God, because God is in control. You can't listen to all the news. You do have to listen to the news so you can kind of know what is going on, but you can't just sit and listen to the news all day long. You got to get in your Word, you got to study your Word, you got to pray, and you got to seek the face of God. You got to pray, and then you got to listen for God to start talking to you. Pastor Jazz, I believe her name was, she was at the Marketplace fellowship that Pastor Lewis, Evangelist Lewis had at our church, and she had a prayer visual the other night, and they started, I believe, around 9, I'm not sure, I think we started at 9 o'clock, and it went all the way until 9 the next day, all night. They pray all night. So people are praying. So therefore, we need to make sure that we are praying. The light of the world, we be praying on Tuesday morning. We be praying all the time, 24/7. We have a prayer wheel going, so we are praying 24/7. But also, we come together and pray on Tuesday mornings at 5 o'clock. So just stay connected and do what you need to do in the Lord. And I'm going to read this scripture again. I'm just going to go through it, Psalms 91. And it says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Guess what? We are dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. We are in that place with the Lord. He has not failed us. He has not left us. He is still with us. He is watching over each and every one of us, no matter what it seems like is happening in the world, people dying or whatever. God is still in control, and we need to understand that. We say, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So the Almighty God, let me tell you, the Almighty God is watching over each and every one of us. And I see now that we have one person in queue, and I'm going to bring you live on the air. And your number is 404, and the last four digits is 4433, 4439. And you are now live on the air, caller.
Hello, how you guys doing? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, my name is Brian Spencer, and just wanted to I don't have a scripture per se. I got a call today from my cousin. And I hadn't talked to him since 2016, maybe 2015.
Okay.
And the reason that he called was because of what was going on. He started thinking about, you know, checking on family and seeing how everybody was. And I was just so struck by his call because he was like one of my favorite cousins. This young man brought up,
let me have you speaking to your phone a little.
You know. Hello.
Speaking to your phone a little better.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Uh huh.
Okay, yeah. So what I was saying was, you know, I hadn't heard from him in so many years, and he was like one of my favorite cousins as a child growing up, because he was real cool. He's an athlete. I just thought he was cool. But for me to not have talked to him in so many years, this situation is what caused him, you know, to call me.
I just think
sometimes we get so caught up in our lives and what we think is important or what's going on, you know, in our daily circumstances that we forget what's really important, you know?
Yeah.
And so I just, you know, like I said, I don't really have a scripture per se, but just to keep what's important. And most of all, that's, you know, standing with God, making sure that we're living by his commandments, and doing what it is that he's called us to do in our lives. And if we seek to glorify God in everything that we do, then, you know, the cares of the world won't really affect us like that.
That's right. That's right. Good job. That's good. We appreciate you calling in, and we're really excited about the fact that your cousin, you said your cousin?
Yes, ma'am, my cousin.
Your cousin contacted you. And I can say the same thing about one of my family members that just contacted me today. They live in Germany, and I have been really trying to get in touch with her for a while now. And she wasn't returning my calls, and today she texted me on the WhatsApp, and I was like too excited that she was texting me to see if we was all right. So I'm telling you, God is in control, and he is watching out over us, and he's bringing families together in this. Some people may have lost their life, and there are probably going to be some more people that is going to lose their life or whatever, but there is going to be so many people who will make a change in their life. This is going to bring about a change. And we really appreciate you, Brian, for calling in and being on the call, being on the broadcast on tonight, and we pray that your cousin be blessed as well.
Amen. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
And so we, when we look at, thank you, caller, and when we see the second verse here, and really anybody that want to just go on and press one on your phone, we will bring you live on the air.
Amen.
For testimonies like
Amen.
This
Amen.
Is what we are looking for tonight,
Amen.
Where God has blessed you in these situations where some people are really down and out and depressed and all of that. But you guys took the time to call in on tonight.
Amen. Amen.
God is truly blessed, and your lines are lit up tonight. So we just thank God that all and each of you is on the call on tonight. So we bless the Lord. Verse number 2 say, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Now, each one of us, if we are born again, we can say that he is our refuge. And he is our fortress.
Amen.
He will take care of us. He will lead us. He will guide us. If we put our mind on him and if we stay focused on him, God will bring everything to pass. And everything works for our good. So no matter what is going on in our life, guess what? God is going to bring us into a place of peace and a place of rest. Amen.
Amen.
Now, verse number 3 says, surely he shall deliver you from the snares of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what comes up, we put our trust in God. And that's scripture that says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge the Lord, and he will. He shall direct your pathway. He is going to direct us.
Amen.
If we would just get our mind on him. Surely the Lord is not slack with blessings. He got blessings galore. And so if we put our trust in him, surely he's going to bring it to pass. And let us not take it lightly. If someone call us, get in touch with us in these times, have a word for them. Amen? Hallelujah. And verse number 4 says, and he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall take refuge. You can take refuge in his wings. So even... let's just think about the fact that you got to go out. You got to go to the store or something. Whatever you have to do, God will have you under his wings. So you can take refuge in him that he is going to take care of you. Like today, I went out and did a couple of things. But I went and I just prayed and I just sought the face of God. And I asked God to cover me and keep me until I get back to the house. I came back in and washed myself down and then went on about my daily duties. So we just cannot walk in fear. We got to make sure that we understand where we are and what we are doing. And I'm so glad to be a member of the Light of the World Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, because it is a loving church and a caring church. And our leaders want to know how everybody is doing. So we have been really trying to contact and trying to keep up with especially the senior citizens of our church, keeping up with them to see how things are going with them. So let's everybody, that anyone that you know, all of you that's listening to the sound of my voice, you know people, you haven't heard from them in a while, please call them and check on them. Your family members, friends, and folks that you may not even talk to anymore, call them and check on them, especially if they come up in your spirit.
Amen.
If folk come up in your spirit, it's the time. Don't start trying to think about it. Don't start trying to pray about it. Sometimes it ain't nothing to even pray about. When God done gave you what you need to do, just go on and get it done. Amen?
Amen.
And so we encourage you to do that. Verse number 5 says, part of verse number 4 says, His truth shall be your shield and your buckler.
Mm-hmm.
That is the truth of the word. So we can always stand on the truth of the word, no matter what. We stand on the truth of the word. We can't always stand on what people are saying. So you can't always stand on what I'm trying to tell you. The only thing that you can stand on is the truth of the word. Now, if I'm sharing the word of God with you, then you're standing on that word. You're standing on the word, not on what I'm saying, but you're standing on the word of God. Verse number 5 says, You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. So no matter what it is that may try to come up and cause you to be fearful, the Lord is saying, do not walk in fear. Do not walk in fear. The only time we need to be fearful is when we are fearful of God, and that's not the scary kind of fear. It's a reference to the fact of what His word has said, and you want to stay reference of God and what the word of God is saying to us. Amen. So let us stay focused on God and what He is doing. Nor of the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor of the destruction that lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side,
mm-hmm.
and 10,000 at your right hand,
mm-hmm.
but it shall not come nigh you.
Right.
And so therefore, that's why we got to be standing in that place right there. No matter what is going on around me, look, it ain't coming nigh me. You know, it's not coming nigh my dwelling. And then I'll share something with you that a lot of times we don't really want to talk about, and that is if a person is in the Lord, hear me good, if a person is in the Lord, they are born again. They know the Lord. And this thing sweep through here. And they are gone on to be with the Lord. Guess what? They will not want to come back here and be with us. Amen?
Amen.
They would not want to come. They are happy where they are.
Amen.
I said now, if they died in the Lord. So therefore, we have to understand these things. If a person is gone on, that's their healing. That's the healing. That's the healing. God, if this old body don't get healed, guess what? The spirit man is healed, and the spirit man is gone on to be with the Lord. And so we know we miss our family members, we miss our friends or whatever, and I feel bad for those folks that are gone on already. But praise the Lord for those that died in the Lord. Amen? And so that's why we got to continue to be a witness. Because we want folks, when they leave this place, we want them to know who the Lord is. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. Number 8 says, And only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. The reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is your refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. So no matter where you are, you have made the Lord your habitation. Inside of your home, inside of your car, wherever you go. I mean, if you was at church or you was at the mall or whatever, if you had to go in there, you're going to make that your habitation. God got you covered wherever you are. And so we don't need to be frivolous concerning being out. We don't need to be just out like I would normally just get out and go here and go there and do this and do that. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about if you got something to do, you done prayed about it, you done asked God about it, and now the Lord say, okay, go on, you cover it, then that's what you do. Amen? So verse number 11 says, For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Let me tell you, start calling in your angels to help you.
Amen.
Call them in.
Amen.
You got angels. And Bishop Kevin been talking about that too. Why are we not allowing our angels to do some work? Let's put our angels together to watch out for us, to do what needs to be done. There, we got angels. We can have them to do some things. Amen. They shall bear you up in their hand, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Mm-hmm. You shall tread upon the lions and the cobra, the young lions and the serpents. You shall trample under feet. So God is telling us He got everything in control, and so therefore we win. We win no matter what. We can't do anything to cause ourselves not to win. If we are born again, we are winners. No matter what, we are winners. We are winners. We are winners. And God done already told us at the end of the book. If you read the end of the book, you find out that those that are in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, that we are covered. God is with us, and we are with God, and we are going to reign with him. Amen. We are going to reign with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And you shall tread upon the lions and the cobra, the young lions and the serpent, you shall trample on the feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. What name do you know? What name do you know that has got all power in it? It's Jesus. And so we want to call out Jesus tonight. Go on and call Jesus' name tonight. Jesus, he is the mighty God. Hallelujah. He is mighty. He's our Savior. Hallelujah. He's our Deliverer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we bless God, and we bless Jesus for dying on the cross for our sins, and not only dying but coming back. To receive us unto himself. And we already know that the word of God also said that we was going to have trials and tribulations in this world. We are going to have trials and tribulations. So if we have already been told, we already know that we are going to have these things, let's not think it's something strange when something come upon us, amen, when something come our way, when things get in this world and we are now looking at something that we haven't seen before. Hallelujah. But God is still in control. Amen. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. That's why we need to know how to pray. And even if you are not that good with praying, you can get, there are some books in the bookstores, prayers that avail of much book. I started out praying with those books, well, before then, and then after the fact, I started praying with those books because the young lady, Ms. Jermaine Copeland, she used to come to our church and do our conferences for prayer. And so I began to read those, pray those prayers. She had prayers on everything, just by anything you can think about, she had prayers. So go to the bookstore and get Prayers That Avail Much book and read it, pray it, set it up the way, like it may be saying I, you can say we, just put your I's and we's and they and all of that in there so that you can pray an effective prayer just for you and for others. Amen. So you want to do that because he said, call upon me and I will answer. So the Lord is letting us know if we call upon him, he'll surely answer us.
Amen.
Call upon him. Call upon him. So maybe you may feel a little down. Call on him because he is peace. Shalom. Call that name, Jehovah, Shalom, my peace, hallelujah, so we can call upon on him. Jehovah Jireh, our provider, we can call upon him. We can call upon him, and guess what? God will answer, amen, hallelujah. you shall call upon me and I will answer. I will be with you in trouble. Now, this is trouble time. It's trouble time. So, therefore, if we are not even affected by what is going on, everybody is affected by this that's going on. Stores are closed, all types of things. Money is going to be running short with some people, all of that. We are all affected by what is going on now. But the Lord is saying that he is with us in our times of trouble. So therefore, if he's with us in a time of trouble, there's no need to worry or be afraid because God is going to bring you out. Now, we serving a God that will bring us out. Amen. So just think about it tonight. Maybe you've been having some sleepless nights. Maybe you are very concerned about your family members and all of that. And I was thinking about my son. My son, I'll be talking to him, though. But my son lives in Germany, and our son lives in Germany, and I was so very concerned about him. But he said that he was doing okay. And so, and my grandkids over there and all. So I just, you know, it is a concern. But the thing is, I put it on the prayer, and God keep on blessing. And so I got him covered. Amen. We got him covered over here. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. And with salvation, that salvation is deliverance. Whether or not you walk in your total deliverance of things in your life before you got saved, whether you walk in it or not, salvation, when you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that is salvation. And you do have the opportunity to be delivered from each and every area that is going on in your life. But it is a process of things falling off and you know, you getting delivered from things. Sometimes when we first get saved, you know, now we are a new creature in Jesus Christ. That is so true. But we don't stop doing all the crazy foolishness that we was doing before we got saved. But it started looking kind of strange when we've been saved for 40, 50 years and still doing a whole lot of crazy stuff. And so then people started looking in and saying, oh, them folk are not saved. Now, I don't want to be no Christian. Because if that's the way life is, then I don't want to be that way. I want to be real. I don't talk to so many people, and people that are not born again yet. And let me tell you, folks talk like the Christian don't walk the straight and the narrow. They don't want to walk that walk. They want to be, when they get to know the Lord, they want to be all in for God. That's their mindset. But we have to encourage people and let them know, look, I ain't got it all together. And every one of us was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So if everybody that's born on this earth was a sinner. And so that's what we have to let people know when we come in contact with them. Because a lot of times, folks, when they see a person and they are a preacher or they you know, seem like they got their life together and everything, they think that you ain't never been through nothing. You never done anything. You have to let people know, no, I was a sinner just like you. I just received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and now I still have trials and tribulations. I do have things that I still have to go through, but I have an advocate, the Father, who I can call upon anytime in the midnight hour, during the day, no matter what, when or where. I can call upon him, and he is going to answer me. May not come when I want him, but he is going to come on time, and he is going to take care of me. So I want to encourage you tonight. If you're not born again, I want you to consider receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior on tonight. Consider receiving Jesus Christ, just as simple as that. It's confessing with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he died on the cross for your sins. Just as simple as that, that you can receive Jesus on tonight. Amen?
Amen, amen. We thank God tonight for you guys tuning in tonight, and
yes,
we pray that the prayer that was prayed, the scripture that was read, and we want you to just meditate on these scriptures.
Yes,
Psalms 91, and there's so many others.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one that I just want to read in your hearing the last few minutes that we have tonight. Isaiah 43 and verse 2 and 3. Meditate on these words because, you know, when we start to see things happening around us, fear is lurking at our door, and we can't be moved by anything. And so we always also want to be wise in what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you are attending to elderly people, you're attending to babies and young kids, you need to be secluded. You need quarantine because you have to protect the people, not just you, but you have to protect the people that you care for. And so we have to use wisdom in these days and times. So,
that's right.
Use wisdom. Use wisdom. Don't be like those people who want to handle the snakes and say God will say won't let these things come against you.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus told the devil, don't tempt the Lord your God. So just do the things that we need to do, God's going to take care of us.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, if you're a light of the world, you've been hearing the word of God. We should be ready and equipped for this day and this time. And so the scripture, Isaiah 43, verse 2, says, when thou passest through the water, I will be with you.
Mm-hmm.
And through the rivers, mm-hmm, they shall not overflow thee.
Mm-hmm.
When thou walkest through the fire,
mm-hmm,
thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I give Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for thee. So God has already taken care of us. He's already done everything that we need to do. This day, these times, does not surprise God. He already knew before time began that this day was coming, and he knew that we need the word that we have been hearing, amen, from the pulpit, light of the world. Now, I can't say that enough. We have been hearing this word. I mean, God has been preaching and teaching us and pulling us to a new level. So today we are able to encourage other people that you don't have to be fearful. You just be prayerful and be faithful to the things of God. During these times when you can't go outside, get in your Bible, meditate on the Lord and those things that God would have us to do, and God would begin to give you a lot of insight and new revelation on his word once you spend some quality time with him, some quiet time with the Lord. And so we thank God for this broadcast tonight. We pray that you have heard something tonight that would encourage you and help you to encourage somebody else, because that's what we're here for. We overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So we thank and praise God for this program tonight. Share it with your friends. And we want to also let you know that we're still on track, unless anything happened later on, to have our marriage conference in April 24th and 25th.
Mm-hmm.
So those of you who are married, who are getting married, who think about getting married, or have some family members who think about getting married, or some family members who are married, invite them to go to our website and register for this conference. I'm telling you, I know God's going to bless. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The website is marriageutopia.org. Go to book online and go and book. You can book. You can pay $25 a week, or you can pay the full amount. And it is $50 per person and $100 per couple. So we thank God for everything that he's doing. We praise God for his mercy and his grace. Anybody else have a prayer request? You want to press 1. We'll bring you live. Amen. Pray that everything is going good with those, all of you out there. But if there's, we can't get enough prayer. Prayer changes things.
Mm-hmm.
changes people and people changes things. So we want to, if you've got a prayer request, press 1, and we'll definitely go before the throne of God for you. We thank God for all of you who are out there tonight. Amen. Listen to the broadcast. We pray, amen, that you have heard something that has encouraged you and inspired you to go on and do what God has assigned for you to do. So tonight we're just going to pray for everybody who's listening and for our nation and for this world again, and then we'll be ready to go.
I'm going to read one more scripture, which is found in Mark, and it says, "Have faith in God. Have faith in God. For surely I say unto you, whosoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will come to pass, he will have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we bless you, we honor you, and we glorify your name, Lord. We lift you up, and we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you are the mighty God. You are the Prince of Peace, Lord God. You are the great deliverer, Lord. You are awesome in all your ways, Lord God. You are our healer, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you have your loving arms of protection around each and every one of us, Lord. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this world, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for every person that is on this earth, Lord God, that you are blessed in a mighty way right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, for each and every household that is on this broadcast on tonight and those that may listen to this broadcast at a later date. We are praying right now, Lord God, for your loving arms of protection to be around them all, Lord. And we pray for those the members at the Light of the World, Lord, that you will keep each and every one of us safe, oh God. And we thank you for it, Lord God. Thank you for our leaders, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for continuing to protect them, continue to keep them, continue to motivate them, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for helping them to be able to continue to hear from you. And let us be able to hear from you as well through them and you speaking directly to us. So, God, we just give you glory and we give you praise and we give you honor, Lord. We do pray, Lord God, for those families who has lost loved ones or have loved ones in the nursing homes or in the hospitals and they can't go and see them, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for peace, Lord God, to rule and reign in their hearts. Oh, God, we are praying, Lord God, that there's enough nurses and doctors on staff to take care of the people because the family can't get in to see about them, Lord. So, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God. I pray that you give the doctors and the nurses and the caretakers supernatural ability to be able to do what they need to do because it's not easy on them either. So we just thank you right now, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, for each resident in the hospital or in the nursing homes, Lord God, or in the personal care homes, Lord, that you will take care of. We give you glory and give you praise and give you honor in Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. So again, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Coach Spencer. Thank you for tuning in. All of those of you I can't call by name, but thank God for all of you who have tuned in tonight. We pray God continue to bless you, and the joy of the Lord will be your strength.
Fear is
a liar, and you need to just cast him into the fire.
Yeah.
Amen, because Jesus, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind.
Amen. So we thank God for all of you that
have been supporting us down through the years.
Thank you, Lord. Almost
10 years now we've been here. But we thank God for his faithfulness.
Thank you, Lord. He is so faithful
and so good.
Yes, Lord.
Every Saturday at 8 p.m., tell your neighbors, tell your friends to dial
917-388-4161
to the Turn on the Light broadcast
with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. Have a great night.